This is Dr. Singh. I'm dictating from Fairland Senior Care. Patient first name is Booker, B-O-O-K-E-R. Last name is Carter, C-A-R-T-E-R. Date of birth is 11-19-1960. Date of evaluation is 3-8-2023. HPI history complaint, psychiatric evaluation for management of schizophrenia and to assess efficacy of current medications. History of present illness. This is a 62-year-old male who was admitted to this facility on 2-27-2023 upon transfer from Henry Ford Hospital. Patient's chart indicates history of volvulus, schizophrenia, hypertension, arterial embolism and thrombosis of abdominal aorta, muscle weakness, acute kidney failure, BPH, retention of urine. Colostomy. Patient is a rather a poor historian. He could not tell me circumstances leading to his placement here. He minimized any persistent feelings of sadness, depression, hopelessness. He denied any auditory visual hallucinations. Next paragraph, I spoke to patient's sister on phone, who stated that she did not know much about his background and asked me to contact a group home. Period, I called a group home, but they were not accepting any calls on the number given in the chart. Next paragraph, patient did not know today's date or the year or who the current president is. He could recall one out of three objects after 3 minutes. Next paragraph, he was admitted here on Haldol 10 milligram three times a day and Cogentin 1 milligram twice a day. Next paragraph, review of system, general CHPI, eyes, ear, nose, throat, cardiovascular, respiratory, non-reported gastrointestinal recent colostomy, musculoskeletal weakness, skin, neurologic, psychiatric, and heme allergies, non-reported. Next paragraph, prior outpatient psychiatric treatment, not known. Prior outpatient alcohol substance abuse treatment, not known. Prior outpatient number of prior psychiatric hospitalization, unknown. Prior history of suicide attempts, not known. Prior history of aggression, violence, not known. Next paragraph, social history, education, highest education, 10th grade, current occupation, not working, relationship, current relationship, never married, number of children, none. Next paragraph, legal issues, prior difficulty, legal system, not known. Next paragraph, medical record, lab, diagnostic test, review, collateral informant, chart, nursing period. I did contact patient's sister, who acknowledged that he does have a history of mental illness, but she did not know anything about his psychiatric history or what medications he's taking. Next paragraph, review of history and habits. Please see medical and surgical history as reported in HPI and then save that. Next paragraph, under social history, does patient drink alcohol? Not denied. Does patient use drugs? No. Next paragraph, mental status examination, general. Frail demeanor, apathetic, motor movements, weakness, mood, euthymic, affect, constricted, thought processes, a period of confusion,
you
perceptual disturbances, none, level of consciousness alert, oriented to person only, memory recent and remote impaired, attention impaired, fund of knowledge poor, judgment and insight poor. Next paragraph, under current medications, haloperidol 10 milligram three times a day, and Cogentin 1 milligram twice a day. Next paragraph, under assessment, undifferentiated schizophrenia F20.3 plans, patient does not seem to exhibit gross psychotic symptoms, period. I would recommend decrease in haloperidol to 10 milligram twice a day in an attempt to minimize use of antipsychotic medications. Number two, rule out unspecified dementia, unspecified severity without behavioral disturbance, psychotic disturbance, mood disturbance, and anxiety, F03.90. Next paragraph, our disposition. Check, notify service for any changes or mood behaviors or any new concerns. Next paragraph, check, the patient will continue to be seen for monitoring of current medications, including its efficacy and potential adverse effects. Next paragraph, under orders and procedures, 99305, under supplemental administrative risk benefit analysis, check common side effects of antipsychotics. And under risk benefit statement and decision to treat, in my medical determination, the above reference risks are acceptable and outweighed by the potential benefits given the current emotional suffering of the resident and associated functional impairment and potential consequences of harm to himself and others. Check that. Next paragraph. This is end of dictation.